touring Harvard, 1986. We were discussing the college admissions scandals. She couldn't understand what would drive the wealthy to such lengths, falsifying records or emancipating your child to obtain unneeded financial aid. Dreams, I said, are fragile things to try to keep intact. How the Disability Services Office at Harvard occupied a secluded corner of the administration's building, the size of a janitor's closet. The office too small to fit us. Someone came out to meet my dad and me for a dormitory tour. One had no ramp outside, so after ascending the stairs into the building, we greeted two freshmen studying in the box window seat of their first floor room overlooking the Charles River. Like two Hollywood extras from Rob Lowe's Oxford Blues. No elevator in the building, laundry room in the basement. But really, all you do at Harvard is study anyway, the guy giggled. Embarrassed, she took us across the river to another dorm, which had an exterior ramp, but a sunken vestibule with no ramp, no elevator. The tour guide went looking for assistance. A young resident emerged, said, "Yes, I know. Every time my grandma visits, she can't come up." Trapped, waiting. In a vestibule. I've never seen my dad sadder, more resigned, more disappointed. Every parent wants their child's life to be better, smoother, wants doors gone or opened more easily, something my father could not gift me. Fraud is wrong, cheating wrong. Other doors I have opened or broken down. My pedigree has served without Harvard's name, as will the resumes of the children of the unscrupulous wealthy. Still, there has never been a don't belong forbidden sign as clear. Never been a lingering what if, as much as that trip, etched in my memory, my dreams. How you are just about to knock, hopeful, your other hand reaching for the knob, for admittance, until you realize that being an unimagined possibility leaves you no space, no room to enter.